Those who went up to worship at the festival were some Greeks. These approached Philip, who came from Bersada in Galilee, and put this request to him. "Sir, we would like to see Jesus." Philip went to Andrew, and Andrew and Philip together went to Jesus. Jesus replied to them, "Now the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. I tell you most solemnly, unless a wheat grain falls on the ground and dies, it remains only a single grain. But if it dies, it yields a rich harvest. Anyone who loves his life loses it. Anyone who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If a man serves me, he must follow me. Wherever I am, my servant will be there too. If anyone serves me, my Father will honor him. Now my soul is troubled. What shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But it was for this very reason that I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name." A voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." People standing by who heard this said it was a clap of thunder. Others said it's like an angel speaking to him. Jesus answered, "It was not for my sake that this voice came, but for yours. Now sentence is being passed on this world. Now the prince of this world is to be overthrown, and when I am lifted up from the earth, I shall draw all to myself." By these words, he indicated the kind of death he would die. The Gospel of the Lord. As we grow older, we tend to let go of our youthful good health, our perfect vision, our waistline, our eagerness to save the world, our unreal expectations of others, and our native belief in the progress of the earth. It is in the midst of this litany of loss that there can be new growth and new life. As Jesus says in the Gospel this evening, "I tell you most solemnly, unless a wheat grain fall on the ground and dies, it remains a single grain. But if it dies, it yields a rich harvest." Jesus' death is ahead of him. The hour has come. The pilgrims are arriving in Jerusalem for the feast of the Passover, including some Greek converts who want to see Jesus. At this Passover feast, the sacrificial lamb will be Jesus himself. Now the time has come for Jesus when there is no more time. He must face the loss of his freedom, the loss of his friends, the loss of support, and the loss of his own life. Not surprisingly, all this loss troubles him from what is to come. The other three Gospels speak of Jesus' agony on the Mount of Olives, how Jesus agonizes over his approaching death, hoping and praying that it might be the Father's will to avoid the violent consequences of the mission. In John's Gospel, there is no angry scene. Jesus is troubled, but he rejects the temptation to ask the Father to save him. "What shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But it is for this very reason that I have come for this hour. Father, glorify your name." In this portrayal, Jesus is to be glorified. There is going to be gain from pain. There is going to be glory from the way of the cross. For Jesus to imagine that his suffering is avoidable is a false hope that has to be relinquished. The losing of his life is a necessary loss. The way of the cross, which appeared as a possibility at the beginning of his ministry, now presents itself as inevitable. The hour has come. His decision to go through the humiliation and the agony of the cross and be put to death. Thus, as John admits, doesn't mean that Jesus is untroubled about what is ahead. The pain will be acute, the loss will still be crushing. But the Father's solidarity with his Son will keep Jesus going to the end, and only that gives point to it all. Jesus' loss is our gain. His radical act of self-forgetfulness stands at the centre of the Christian story. He is the grain of wheat that died in order to bear much fruit. That is why the cross has such a position of prominence whenever Christians gather. The great loss of Jesus' life, and the loss was great, has become the ground of our hope. It points us beyond the reality of suffering to the reality of Easter. In the midst of our own loss, however, it's difficult to imagine what good could emerge from pain. Sometimes the pain can reduce us to silence so that we become dumb witnesses, preoccupied with our own affliction. Few of us can see any point to pain at the time, and often the pain is the fact that it all seems pointless. The Christian community needed time to make sense of the death of Jesus. They needed help to see that their immense loss was more than a terrible accident. We too need time and help. Only then can we look back like the Gospel does and cherish what good has emerged from our loss. So we carry with us this week that image of the grain of wheat that dies and then gives abundant growth.